And I got to be sold on this one. I got to be honest. We have Wendy Wood. She's smile
Don't
and
worry,
laughter
Wendy.
Expert. Wendy Woods was a certified laugh leader from 2003 and has been teaching the effective stress-relieving principles of laughter yoga since 2005 at Toronto's Watershed Training Solutions. And she's here today because it's the 100-year anniversary of Sunkist and the Sunkist Smile. So she's going to be giving us her expert advice. Is that true, Wendy?
Absolutely.
Now, Wendy, was that fake or real?
Well, it doesn't matter. You can fake laughter, and it's very contagious, and so natural laughter kicks in.
But don't you look demented if you do that just out of nowhere? If you just start... No,
Mary
I don't know.
Jo.
No, but shouldn't you be in touch with your emotions, and it should come that way?
I think people need to laugh things off a little bit more.
We do, and it's a fantastic stress reliever. Laughing actually reverses all the stress symptoms in our body, and so does smiling.
Right.
And so it's if we fake it, then we're going to start feeling better.
You think so?
Absolutely.
So what is laughter yoga? Oh, there. Okay, she's still laughing. What's laughter yoga? Like you get people in a room and you give them the exercises to smile?
Well, it's based on laughing for no reason. And so we start laughing because it's so contagious. Natural laughter and lots of smiling kicks in. And everyone's laughing. So it starts off fake. And by the end of it, everyone's laughing and having a great time. It's a yogic breathing and stretching. So it's not too difficult.
Mary Jo, don't smile or your face will crack. Come on.
Okay.
I
only laugh or smile when things are funny or amusing to me. You know,
I saw you smiling before.
She's smiling.
It was fake.
Being a little stick in the mud right now.
No, I'm just curious. I mean, definitely. I mean, if you're doing that, the type of energy that you're putting out is going to be a different energy than if you're frowning or you're closed.
And actually, when we smile, people perceive us as more attractive, generous, more agreeable. So we like people who smile more.
Welcoming.
Unless it's a crazy smile and it's creepy. But, okay, no.
It's got to be a genuine smile.
It's got to be a genuine smile. So that's very interesting because that does fit into this whole universe thing we've been talking about. If you're open to the universe and your energy is positive, that's what you will get in return. So we're going to examine that more.
Plus,
the 100 years of Sunkissed Smiles. And we're going to see how this all comes together for a great charity. All right. There we go.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do a little traffic with Brendan Wickens on Brad
FM.
That's
what we're doing. And we are talking to Wendy Woods. She's a smile and laughter expert. And
she's doing her laugh again.
Well, we have been smiling and we've been chatting, and I find this really quite interesting because you also teach or show people how to do laughter yoga.
Yes.
And what is that exactly? Downward dog yoga? Laughter
thing? Fortunately, there's no spandex. There's no downward dog.
Thank God.
It's faking laughter until natural laughter kicks in, along with some stretching and breathing.
Does that apply to sex too? Do you just fake it until it kicks in?
Fake it till you make it, baby.
You're not an expert there. Well, it's very interesting, and you've hooked up with Sunkist for their 100-year anniversary,
yes.
And this is a really cool idea. And you brought some citrus in this morning. Explain a bit about this this event and how it hooks into a great charity, the Special Olympics.
Okay. Well, Sunkist is celebrating their 100th anniversary, and actually, it fits in perfectly with smiling and laughing because they are running the Sunkist Smile
Right,
competition.
Sean's doing it now with his orange. Oh, Sean. Sean.
Many of us as kids.
Do I win?
No.
Great Sunkist Smile. Fabulous.
That's really good.
So, what's the prize? Is it like $100,000 or something?
It's a trip.
Okay, well, do I win?
Well, let's hear about the whole contest.
So
how does this go?
We want to encourage Canadians to smile more.
Yes.
And to submit their Sunkissed Smile, which we all probably did as kids.
Right.
And with every submission, a donation will be made to Special Olympics. So it's absolutely fantastic. And part of the reason as adults we want to do that is the average child laughs 400 times a day.
Oh.
Mary Jo, you were saying your children laugh all the time.
Yes.
Do you know how often the average adult laughs?
75?
20?
No, closer.
What?
Really?
15
oh,
times
that's
a day.
That is depressing. Talk about losing our innocence and
Ooh,
our spirit.
Boy.
And so one of the ways to bring more smiling and laughing into our day is doing things we used to do as children. Go into a candy store, break out the hula hoops, do the Sunkissed Smile.
I have high cholesterol.
So you
no,
can't
sorry,
do that.
He,
yes, yes.
I'm being all
laughing
serious.
Is good for your heart, too. It helps the blood vessels.
Oh, God, I better get on that one.
I think just cutting back on sugar might be good for that one. Now, here's a question. What nation laughs the most? Like, what culture has the most smiles in their diet? I wonder who really is the happiest.
I
wonder.
Don't know off the top of my head, but I would like to make Canadians that number one nation.
Because I don't think we are.
I think that the people that smile and laugh a lot, I've traveled a
would
lot.
Would be Balinese?
Balinese.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy, they're poor, but they're happy and they're smiling and...
They
so I believe in what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is...
A good smile, a good laugh will get you through the day, Mary Mo.
Hence, you should brush your teeth. Now, we have Wendy Wood, smile and laughter expert, and she does laughter yoga. No, it's just a tip. You might want to take a look at that. Sunkissed Growers invites Canadians to participate in the 100-year celebration of Sunkissed Oranges, and this all ties in with smiling, and they're going to make a donation to the Special Olympics in honor of your entry into this contest. So, wonderful, wonderful idea,
Thank
Wendy.
You. Don't forget to submit your Sunkissed
Are you depressed right now? Wendy, I need to know.
She looks very down.
I can't
down.
Tell.
She looks really, really down.
I can't tell with Wendy. Anyway, go to pridefm.com/whatsforbreakfast and you get all sorts of information on this great contest. Thank you very much,
Thank
Wendy
you so
Wood.
Much.
Oh, we're smiling here on What's for Breakfast.
Whee!